let's hope this is one hell of an anomaly.
That's Gunnar Knapp, Professor Emeritus of Economics at the University of Alaska Anchorage. The market for salmon this year is in flux. Knapp says that's due to functional hurdles.
If you sort of want to categorize the bad news, the biggest factors are the sheer operating logistics for this industry in dealing with this virus and keeping the workers safe. That's one huge complexity. And the second is the drastic drop-off in restaurant consumption. And the third is the drastic decline in people's incomes. Those are the three major hits.
In a normal year, most of the uncertainty in the salmon market comes from the run itself, like how the harvest compares to the previous year and how processors will keep up.
Heck, every year brings surprises in salmon markets and salmon fisheries.
But with the COVID-19 pandemic this year, the market faces uncertainty on both the supply and demand sides. That means a lot of things are up in the air, making everything more difficult to predict. Researcher Brett Watson from UAA says one indicator can be found in the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, which lists permit prices.
CFEC is reporting about a $13,000 slip in Bristol Bay permit price sales from April to May. And so what that says to me is that fishers' short-run and long-run expectations have kind of decreased their value for what they're expecting to get out of the fishery.
That drop has brought permit prices back to where they were in early 2019, a change from the steady rise in prices over the past 3 years. The range of prices is also twice as large as it's been in years. Several Bristol Bay processors have reported cases of COVID-19 since processing workers started arriving in the bay. As the run picks up and the fleet starts catching fish, there are also questions about how those outbreaks will affect processing capability.
I saw that there was a report just a few minutes ago that there were another 12 positive confirmed cases in Dillingham. And that's going to pose real challenges to the processors as they try to figure out how to engage in their process safely. And that can impose real cost for them.
To summarize, on the supply side, the run is starting a little weak. Processors are taking on massive preventative costs to try and stave off plant outbreaks. Those costs might take the form of a lower base price for fishermen or higher retail price for consumers. We don't know much yet about fishing effort compared to last year or processing capacity, which adds another level of uncertainty. On the demand side, the industry is facing a global recession, reduced restaurant demand, lower household incomes, and lower farmed salmon prices, as well as that hiccup in the Chinese market for farmed salmon. That could be an indicator for the wild market. Does everything point to disaster? Gunnar Knapp, the UAA professor emeritus, isn't predicting anything.
There's a lot of not so great indications about the market going into the season. But in the longer run, there's sort of a good news story.
The long-term trend, Knapp says, is an increasing demand in the U.S. for salmon in general and wild salmon in particular.
The basic thing is, you still this tremendously wonderful fish resource if it's well managed and well marketed and well handled and Mother Nature willing.
Despite all the uncertainties facing the market this season, Knapp says they're almost all tied to the pandemic. If Bristol Bay weathers the economic storm this year, he says, hopefully the market will continue to improve. In Dillingham, I'm Sage Smiley.